The red brick Greek Revival mansion, known as The Grove, has been home not only to Virginia Tech's presidents and their families, but also to thousands of dinners and special events. A new book, edited by Clara Cox, features recipes and menus from nearly every administration since the house was built in 1902.
You can see how they've changed, like a menu from the Newman administration. Chicken salad, ham, butter beans, rolls. And then if you look over at a menu from the current administration, heirloom tomato, smoked eggplant, and basil finger sandwiches. There's just a world of difference.
Cox retired from her job as director of publications at Virginia Tech 2 years ago and spent the last year editing the New Grove cookbook.
I had gotten recipes from the great niece of Mrs. Newman. Newman became president in the late 1940s. And the daughter of one of the first ladies who is deceased gave me the recipe cards handwritten by her mother. So we have some photos of those handwritten recipe cards in here.
Cox included an extensive glossary of cooking terms and plenty of mouthwatering photos. Also, there's a brief history of the university's presidents and their families.
President Eggleston actually invited the agriculture department to let the sheep graze on the lawn to keep the lawn mowed.
The house had been renovated several times. The book details how it fell into some disrepair, was converted into office space for a time, and has now been brought back to its original grandeur with some modern touches. For most of its history, the Grove had no executive chef. Today, Chef Michael Arrington does the parties and receptions here. His recipes are also in the book. Some he's adapted from former inhabitants, some are new, but all the appetizers, main dishes, and desserts are served here at the Grove, where President Steger and his wife have lived since 2000.
It's part of the philosophy that Mrs. Steger likes is, one, we don't want like all the foo-foo type stuff. I get some really, really fresh, nice ingredients in, and we want to let them shine. We don't want to. I'm not necessarily the star. The food that we get in should be the star.
Chef Michael can serve 50 for a sit-down meal, around 200 for receptions. The Stegers have a private kitchen upstairs where they prepare their family meals. But this kitchen is for official events and celebrations at the Grove. And if the food is the star, the kitchen is the supporting cast.
I have this oven here, which is a cook and hold oven, but I use it like a crock pot because it kind of cooks like a crock pot. So a lot of stuff I'll do, like when I do stocks, is I'll roast the bones and I'll bring the water to temperature and I'll put it in here and I'll cook it for like 2 or 3 days till it cooks down. So I get all the marrow out of the bones. And
okay, so he has a professional holding oven, but it's good to know the rest of us can use a crock pot when a recipe in the book calls for it. And the recipes, too, are scaled down for at-home cooks doing meals for 4 to 6.
This recipe here that we're doing, the Parmesan crusted sole, is in the book. So it's a lemon caper sauce. Basically, we're going to do a butter sauce. So what we're going to do is we're going to whip butter in this basically as an emulsification of the butter and the liquid. We need to cook this down. You need to keep an acid level right when you do a butter sauce. So you got a little bit of lemon juice. If it gets too acid, you're going to break it. Also, if the sauce gets too warm or too cold, you're going to break it. So it's kind of a delicate sauce. It's probably something you want to do real close to when you're serviced.
Broken sauce is chef talk for when a butter sauce loses its creamy consistency when the solids and liquid separate.
So we're doing a reduction here. I've got some shallot, garlic, peppercorn. I'm going to use a bunch of different type of peppercorns. They all impart a little bit different flavors. So I have some green, which has full flavor, but is not quite as piquant as your black ones. And the pink, basically the green ones are the unripe peppercorns. Pink is the step in between from green to black, and then black is the full flavor. But the black is going to be your most piquant of the peppercorns.
But so you get all three notes, kind of?
Well, I get a lot more pepper flavor without all the spice, all the heat, if I use some of the less ripened peppercorns.
Delicious aromas fill the kitchen as the sauce simmers. Next, Chef Michael prepares an egg wash to dip the fillets of sole so the coating of panko breadcrumbs and grated cheese will stick to them. Panko are larger white breadcrumbs without any crust in the mix.
All right, so we got the panko breadcrumbs, we got the egg wash, we add a little Parmesan to the panko. This was already grated. Normally, I would grate it myself. So I buy a nice Parmesan, like a Reggiano, from the store. Or they have a nice one at the Kroger Cheese Shop now. That's an artisan one that I really like. It's not as hard as most of your Parmesans, but it's got a lot of flavor to it.
Coated with the mix of breadcrumbs and cheese, the fish goes into the frying pan. Sole fillets cook quickly, and a few minutes later, they're browned to perfection. If this were a dinner for 50, Chef Michael would now have to repeat this process at least 10 more times and choreograph an entire meal around it, serving everything on time and at perfect temperature for the honored guests.
That was kind of the idea, to give an extensive history on what goes on at the Grove, kind of behind-the-scenes look at the President's House. Very VIP people come here, and we want to let people know how they're treated while they're here. We take good care of them so that they want to do Virginia Tech right. So.
The book is called The Grove, Recipes and History of Virginia Tech's Presidential Residence. I'm Robbie Harris.